And a very good afternoon to all of those of you on the East Coast, and to those of you on the West Coast, a very good morning to you. Brand new month. Wow, it's been that long. And I know I say that every time, and every time I'm amazed with myself as to how long or how short time actually it is between the months. So welcome back. Thanks for joining me for a brand new Devs Cube. And as for the usual, we'll go ahead and we'll start with our news, because we want to make sure that you have you get to have an idea of what's new, what's exciting, what's going on in the world of developers. So let's go ahead and switch over to that and go from there. So first things first, guess what? Last month, I had gone through and I had said, hey, you know what? We now have podcasts. And go ahead and sign up for those and get your actual experience, your Devs Cubed experience that way. Now we've added a brand new element to the experience so that you can actually take the Canadian Developer Connection on the go with you. And that's with a brand new Windows Phone app that you can actually go ahead and download right now in the marketplace. And with that, you actually get all the latest news feeds from us. You can actually take the posts offline with you so that you can read when you don't have internet connectivity. You can download episodes of D3 and share amongst yourselves. Now, the cool thing that I actually really like about the app is that not only could you get to know us better by reading our bios and have all of our contact information all in the same place, you can actually pin one of us to your start menu. So if there's a, if you have a favorite evangelist, or you like a specific topic that one of us talks about, then you can actually go ahead and pin us to your start menu, and you'll get our latest tweets and our latest posts all in the one place. So definitely go ahead and download that. Should be fun. Great little app to have with you on the go when you need your when you need your technology fix. Now, this is actually an event that I attended just yesterday, actually, here in Toronto, and it's an event that actually happens once every year. But I thought I'd share with you just some of the kind of crazy posters that these guys came up with. First one is this one, Windows Reloaded, as you can see, sort of Matrix themed. Great, great, great stuff. Next one, Lord of TFS. Again, quite clever. But this one to me, I think, is by far the most interesting one. It makes me laugh every time I see it. Anyway, so why do I bring this up? Other than the fact that it was a great event put out by the folks over at Object Sharp, and really actually a packed theater here at the Scotiabank Theater in Toronto. But obviously, because it was here in Toronto, that means that not all of you guys could actually come out and get the content and see the experts. So what we did is we actually have these sessions coming up this month, and the first session in June as well, the sessions that we're at the movies. So if we look at the first one, actually coming up on May 8th on Tech Days TV, you'll actually have the first session from At the Movies, which is Metro and Windows 8 and Windows Phone, and that's done by Barry Gervin and Bruce Johnson and Atlee Hunter. So definitely tune in for that one on May 8th. And then following that one, the second session of the day from At the Movies was Colin Bowern's session on what's new in .NET 4.5 and Visual Studio 11. So earlier in the year, we saw a great session by Adam Gallant on Tech Days TV about Visual Studio 11 itself. This one actually focuses more on the language than it does on Visual Studio. So definitely make sure to tune in on that one. That one is on May 22nd. And then, of course, the last session of At the Movies we'll see on June 5th. But we'll wait till the next Devs Cube to give you that actually that information on that one. Let's have a look at these guys here, which is actually the Windows 8 mini camps that are now starting up at various user groups throughout the country. And actually, if we look at dates for those, we're actually looking at Toronto, actually just this weekend. We have Montreal coming up on the 12th, and then Calgary coming up on the 12th as well. And these are really, you know, if you missed or weren't able to attend the Windows 8 camps that we had in Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, these ones are actually a great supplement to that. Still go in depth into Metro style apps, have great sessions in them, and of course, hands-on labs so that you can actually get a taste of what developing for Windows 8 is like. So if you are in one of those areas, make sure you go ahead and sign up. They are selling fast. And stay tuned, of course, to the Canadian Developer Blog, as we are definitely going to have a whole bunch more. It's just that those ones are the only ones that have been confirmed thus far. So make sure you attend those. Now, at the same time, we also have Windows Azure Developer Workshops. So if you haven't had an opportunity yet to kind of see what developing for the cloud looks like, now is sort of really the time when you can actually come in and go through a whirlwind, if you will, of what the platform is and what the different components of it are. And then we're actually going to build stuff, and you're going to leave having built an app, get a whole bunch of free prizes in there at the same time. So here are the dates for those. We have Toronto coming up on the 16th of May, followed by actually Vancouver on the same day, Calgary, and then Montreal, and of course here in Mississauga. And this one we're actually kind of doing different. There's going to actually be a simulcast of the Mississauga workshop for those of you who want to attend online. So you get the same experience as you would in person, just obviously at the comfort of your desk. Registration for those is also going actually quite quickly on that one. So just make sure that you are in fact hitting up Microsoft.ca/Azure Workshops so that you can actually register and attend whichever session works best for your calendar. Of course, just a reminder for the developer movement, for those of you that are developing phone applications for the developer movement, your deadline to get all those apps in is May 20th. Make sure to get those in. Make sure you leave yourself a little bit of time to allow for the certification of the marketplace. Now, last time on Devs Cubed, I also was talking about the developer movement for Windows Azure. So same deal there. You're going to do an intro lab or build some stuff on Windows Azure. Whole bunch of rewards there. I didn't have a sample to show you of this last month. So let me show you the coolness that is actually the t-shirt for Windows Azure. And there it is, right? So all you got to do to get this special collector's edition t-shirt is do an introductory lab. It's really short, really quick. Deploy it up into Windows Azure. Send me a screenshot. Let me know that you've done that. And then the cloud will be strong within you, and you'll get one of these shirts. They are going fast, so make sure that you get yours in as soon as possible, really. You don't want to miss out on the opportunity to get this collector's item, if you will, for those of us who, like me, are collecting t-shirts. Okay, so that's actually it for this month's news.